Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. And I love when I can invite somebody that I've been working with for years and most importantly, a dear friend. So Greg Reed, thank you for being with me today.
Here we go. It's so funny. It's like returning to the scene of the crime, right?
Yes. I have mentoring clients that come over to the house and we always sit at that end of the table. So I can say, this is where Greg sat. This is where we launched 3 feet from gold. And what a trip we've been on together, huh?
Amen. I love the observations that we did, but most importantly, the application behind it. It really changed my perception, as you know, as things have progressed throughout my daily life, of actually doing some of these things that have made a positive impact.
Well, you basically followed the same journey and continued. And I'm just so proud of you because from where we started when we met, you have really taken it to heart and just exploded and touched millions of people's lives. You gave birth to Secret Knock, which is an incredible event and incredible community. And you've built a huge community around it. And you became, well, you've already done a movie, but you became the movie producer behind the Wishman movie. And I'm so proud of you. And in addition to coming, allowing and helping people bring their books to life. So you have been a nonstop, high energy speaker, one of the top speakers in the world. And I love the fact that we were both on that list a few years ago. So it's just, I'm so proud of you. You've just incredibly, and you're so heart-centered. As high energy, right? And some people that are high energy are kind of full of themselves, but you're always willing to stop and help somebody. And I just, I've shared with this you in private, there are some people that we know on the circuit now that got a second chance on life because of you. And, you know, it's just so wonderful to see them both highlighting Frank Shankwitz, who was the founder of Make-A-Wish, and Brian Smith of Uggs. You have helped turn people's lives around. So I hope you feel a little taller.
No, thank you very much. It's because I had a good mentor. You know, that's the key. I mean, it's so funny. I always say, you know, a good mentor will tell you what you need to hear and not always what you want to hear. And you know, Sharon's a good mentor because she doesn't tell me everything I want to hear, right? She tells me the way it is. But that's how you grow and expand and excel in life, right?
And always you say, can I give you a little feedback? I always try to ask ahead of time so you don't just like give people your opinion.
Yeah, I remember even doing a stage a presentation one time and I came off and it was standing ovation. I was so proud. And you came over and go, can you take a little feedback? I was like, what? And it was so funny though. But that's how you grow. I mean, it's not from the applause and the admiration. It's from that one little nugget where I was standing in the dark down on stage. I came off stage and I was standing in a dark area and I was telling this amazing thing. You go, no one could see you, Reed. He was just standing in the freaking light. And it's that simple little thing. So every time I go on stage, I now go ahead of time. I walk the stage to make sure I know where the light is. So when I hit that moment, I know I'm right there, being seen.
And it's when I do my speakers training, I tell people, go in the night before, the morning of, and walk the stage. Sometimes there's a weak spot in the stage. Sometimes, and you know, I always ask the producers, is there a dead spot? Because so many times you're on stage and you're going, all of a sudden nobody can hear you anymore because you stood in a dead spot. So yeah, it's amazing. But I am, I look at you as my yin and my yang. You know, the two of us were, our personalities are very different, and yet we both have such passion for helping people. And it's something that when we kicked this off back in 2008, I still remember March 20th, 2008 is when I got the phone call from Don Green talking to me about this project that this young man was working on called 3 Feet from Gold, and would I talk to you about it. And then you came over here to Phoenix, Paradise Valley, and sat down on my table and we started talking. And at the time, I was still embroiled in all kinds of negativity with my ex-partner, but you brought just such a spark of light. And I was trying to figure out what was next in my life. And you brought in and you opened a whole new chapter for me. So I want you to know how much I appreciate that. So
I gotcha. And together, we look, isn't it awesome how many people's lives that you and I have impacted with 3 Feet from Gold? It is crazy. Outwitting the devil, thoughts are things, thick ability. And Don Green has given us literally such a great opportunity. And I think we've been good stewards of it. Mm-hmm. And along the way, you know, we always put the spotlight where it was important. You know, it was on today's living legacies and the past heritage that has stood the test of time and Napoleon Hill's great teachings. And you and I are just blessed to be along this journey. And along that quest, it's been amazing to, like I said, not only learn a lot of these wisdoms, but to apply them on a day-to-day basis, because people learn more about you the way you act when you're not on, you know what I mean, than the other ways. So if, you know, we weren't living the message, it probably wouldn't have had the impact that it has today.
Yeah, it's so true. And it's something that some of the greatest feedback we get, that I know people say you're the same off stage as you're on stage. And I find that to be, you know, you want to be authentic today. And, you know, Greg's as crazy off stage as he is on stage.
So and 3 Feet from Gold, I'm a real jerk the first three chapters. Trust me. I mean, every time I give someone that book, I go, be warned. You're not going to like me much, the first three chapters. But, hey, that was the way I was. When I was in my 20s, you know, I lived my life the way you saw it in a movie set. You know what I mean? I thought the big corner office and driving the red Ferrari and a 3-piece suit and being more important than other people, I was a jerk, but I didn't know it. Truth. And until finally someone gave me that observation and saw things from a different way. Did I ever tell you the story how that happened?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, this, I don't really normally share this one, but back in the day, again, corner office, and I had him build me an office that's 2 steps that you had to step up to get into my office. And I used a large convention table, like you could have at the conference table as my table. And I put a big chair and a little chair in front of me. Talk about ego, right? And I remember this 18-year-old girl comes walking up. She goes, is this your office? I go, yeah. She goes, is that your table? I go, yeah. She goes, is that your red sports car out there? I go, sure is. And she goes, man, she goes, your manhood must just be about that big. And I went, and I don't know who you are, but you just changed my life. She left, and I called the people and said, would you come upstairs and take this table out and just replace it with a normal one? That's the day I stopped wearing suits. I started wearing jeans. That's the day I became Greg. And I it was so interesting that sometimes, you know, you just need somebody else to hold the mirror to see who you truly are.
It's so true. And I think we, on that journey of writing 3 Feet from Gold the first time around, I think we learned so much from the people that we talked to just that solidified Napoleon Hill's teachings, but also made us remember what created our success. And throughout it, I think everybody we talked to, Greg, was so humble and authentic. And I think you're the one that keeps saying all the time, the most successful people are accessible. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, the most successful people are the most available people. If you're brand new at something, you're happy-go-lucky, you're fresh, you're cool. If you're at the pinnacle of your field, happy-go-lucky, you got nothing to prove. If you're in the middle, pain in the neck, you're filled with ego, edging God out, you're finding your own voice. And you and I discovered it's easier literally to jump to the front of the line to get access to people. So for example, we said, you know, it's easier to get to the founder of Remax Real Estate, $1 billion corporation, than your local Remax president down the street, you know, because he's driving his little fancy red sports car and it's got all these different people. And so what we did is literally started, you know, I always look at it at a velvet ropes at a club where you go right to the front of the line and those people are accessible. And here's how we did it. This is very important. Everyone that's watching this thing is specificity. You see, Sharon and I didn't say, hey, we want to pick your brain. I don't want my brain picked. We didn't say we're going to take you to dinner and lunch in 4 hours of your time. We said, look, we need 12.5 minutes of your time. We'll cover all the costs and come see you from the time we open the door, time we leave, 12 minutes. If it's not, you can kick us out. And all we're going to do is ask one simple question. Why you didn't quit 3 feet from goal? Well, the chance of them giving us that time and that accessibility is pretty high because they know what they're getting into. And after 12 minutes, alarm goes off and say, it's time for us to leave. And they go, obviously, no, come on, stay around. And I remember one of the greatest interviews we did with childhelp.org and cruising around their home and talking about giving back, and that type of mentality was mesmerizing.
Yeah, Sarah O'Meara and Yvonne Feddersen. We just celebrated 65 years of the birth of Child Help, and these ladies are in their 80s and 24/7 for the prevention and treatment of child abuse. Incredible.
I love it. And you know, one of the things that John Hope Bryant said, and you keep repeating because I've been watching all your stuff, is it's time to replace your wishbone with a backbone. Mm-hmm. And right now, I mean, we're all sensitive of what's going on. And we all understand in our hearts are with people that are suffering. And we also understand it's time to get off our backside and start taking action, look for opportunities that are coming, because you got to be kind to your future self. And this is one of the things that you taught me. You call pay your family first. It was also, what can you do today to be kind to your future self? And this is one of the things that you taught me that was so brilliant. If you want a shoebox full of money for Christmas presents, go get a shoebox, put $20 in it. And then every other day, go put $1 or $20 in there. Come Christmas times, you have a shoebox full of money. It's not some epiphany genius thing. It's small incremental steps that add up and have that compounding effect.
Yep. Little wins along the way. And you're right. I mean, particularly now what I'm sharing with people, I keep hearing people say, I'm waiting for the light at the end of the tunnel, and it drives me nuts. I go, that means you're waiting for someone else. Become the beacon of light. You stand up, and then that's what you do, Greg. And hopefully that people see me do that as well. We ignite the flame of others to keep, to get the beacon of light to bring positivity back into the world around us. Because I don't know about you, but I can't control what's happening in the world. I can't control what's happening in Washington. I wish I could, but I can control what's happening in my brain, and I can control what's happening in my wallet. And that's where we need to focus our control. So,
yes. And remember, everyone that's watching this, there's, through adversity comes the equal opportunity down the line, right? Just like Napoleon Hill would always talk about. And through our greatest challenges come our greatest breakthroughs. Right now, I have a feeling in the next, 6 months or so, give it a year, but for 6 months or so, things are just going to start transitioning in a different direction, and we got to prepare for it. If you don't start preparing for the future, you hope it never comes, and right now is the time to start laying that foundation.
And now is a great time for opportunities. If you think about the most successful businesses, now they were started in the Great Depression, and so now's the time to... successful businesses solve a problem or serve a need. I think we have a few of those right now, don't you?
Yeah, well, Think and Grow Rich, the biggest chapter was the six ghosts of fear. And you and I address it very clearly. And he wrote about fears that I don't agree with, to be honest with you, because he talked about the fear of loss of love, the fear of old age, the fear of death, the fear of poverty. And 100 years ago, maybe that's true. I think today the biggest fears is the fear of the unknown. It's the fear of pain. But the biggest one is the fear of judgment and criticism. And there's a saying that says, what would you do if you couldn't fail? And the big question is, what would you do if you stopped worrying what people thought? Right. And the funny thing is, no one's thinking about you. They're dealing with their own life situation.
That's the one benefit of what's happened this year. I always talk about, without winning the devil, the fear of criticism I thought was the most pervasive. But given what's happened this year, that's no longer the case. Everybody's had a reset. And so on page 61 about winning the devil, the devil says, I'm going to use the fear of poverty and death at the same time to bring people to their knees. Whoa, well, guess what's happened in 2020, right? So along with a little fear of isolation and loneliness, it has gotten to a lot of people. But we're celebrating because we actually took 3 feet from goal. This was the first one. Yay. This is the first one that came out in 2000.
That's the OG old school one.
Yep, that's the old school, the original. Oh, I have my finger over your hand, face, your name, sorry. And now we have the 10th anniversary, where we have added additional content to help people really employ things into their life immediately. Because the people that we talked to in 3 Feet from Gold shared their stories of how they got through the tough times, how they were that close, 3 feet from goal, and they did not stop. They persevered. So I know you have a couple of favorite stories from that, Greg.
Oh, many, many, many. And it keeps going down to a seeking counsel and not opinion. You know, successful people seek counsel and failures listen to opinion. Opinion is based on ignorance, lack of knowledge, inexperience, like all your family, friends who've never done what you want to do, where counsel is based on wisdom, knowledge, and mentorship. If you go to a family friend, say you're going to write a best-selling book, they are going to protect you to try to keep you safe because they know you got a D in English and they've never written a best-selling book. But if you go to Mark Victor Hansen, who wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul, he's going to say, hey, here's what you need to know and give you counsel. If we would spend our activity only seeking counsel and ignoring people's opinion, that's a day your life would change. Stop sharing our dreams and goals with people that just don't get it.
It's so important. And you think about that you need an attorney. So you go to your brother-in-law as a real estate attorney to help you with corporate stuff. That's getting an opinion, not a counsel. And Amen. So it's important. And truly, business is a team sport. That's the power of association. We talk about the six personal success equation that we released in 3 Feet from Gold. It's something that I use every single day. I use it with all of my clients. I start from there, your passion and your talent. And most people stop there. Then that power of association, which, you know, Greg, you are the admiral of association. You truly have created success in so many people's lives because you are a master connector. And then taking action, and then above all, having faith in yourself. And so for me today, I see that power of association and faith as the two areas that need the most work with most people. Yeah. And when you have the right associations, your faith starts going up, because when you have a bad day, they're there to kick you in the, you know what, to keep you going. So
what I love about that is it's faith in yourself, because a lot of times, like here's the reality. Every single day, we got 10 things going on in our world. 8 of them, pretty good. 1 of them, and 1 of them, not so good. And we seem to focus only on that one. And we don't give ourselves credit and the pat on the back for the things that are going good. And what's really interesting is in baseball, if every time you got up the bat, you hit a home run, you'd be excited about getting up the bat. Well, everyone watching this right now, you are 100% success rate for, you got through every single challenge that's come your way so far. So why not go big? She keeps on, why not go big? Because the realities are, this too shall pass. But more importantly, until you get up to bat, you'll never know if you even had a shot.
That's right. Exactly right. And that's, you know, we're going to actually have another short video for those of you that are members of the Play Big movement. And if you're not, go ahead and go there, because I get a little bit more personal with Greg, talk about his daily habits, which should be interesting. So, but at the end of the day, Greg and I are 100% dedicated to preserving and sharing and reinvigorating the teachings of Napoleon Hill. And we both hold it very closely and very dearly. And we just want to make sure all of you get the wisdom, whether it be, we have so many books between us, whether it be The Original Think and Grow Rich, or whether it be Thoughts or Things, Stickability, 3 Feet from Gold, Outwitting the Devil, Think and Grow Rich for Women, and could go on. And then Success and Something Greater, which we just released last fall, or another co-written book with Greg. So we just want to continue sharing and supporting everybody, creating the best next chapter of your life. And so, Greg, share a little bit about Secret Knock. You're going to end up going virtual. Hopefully you'll get back into live events. But what are you working on right now?
Yeah, it's always about adjusting and adapting, you know, not getting stuck. Truett Cathy in 3 Feet from Gold said, look, if you want to get to the street, stop planning. Just look for and capitalize unexpected opportunity. You want to have a strategy, but not an exact plan, because plans will get you stuck. He goes, if I want to get to the end of the street and I'm on my sofa, if I plan that direction and a sprinkler comes on, I might run home because I got wet, or, you know, I tripped on a curb. He goes, I'm going to look for a skateboard or a bicycle, a kid left out, make my journey short. If I get lucky, I'll wave down a neighbor driving by and hitch a ride. Either way, I'll get to my goal. I'm not so caught up in exactly how it has, you know, and right now Secret Knock's in that situation where we're adapting and adjusting. So March of next year, we got to push it forward. I say we got to, and we get to, because it'll be bigger and better than we ever had before. We're going to capitalize on that opportunity. And the thing I'm working on the most right this moment is a new TV reality show. I feel like books, we kind of conquered 100 titles, you know, speaking and, you know, doing all the different conferences and things of this nature. But TV, I think that's going to be the next thing for the personal development movement.
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of people have tried and not succeeded, but you're doing it with real life people and helping them find what they need. And you're being really real with them, right? You're being tough. He's a tough cookie. You like to celebrate with the winners and you create that opportunity because you look at the whole picture. So I'm just so proud of you and I can't wait. And we are, because we can't do it this fall, we're doing a celebration in September on the 15th of Napoleon Hill and all his work. We're bringing other people together to bring his messages to everyone and to really do a celebrate the time that we've had because it's been an incredible 12 years that we've worked together and I look forward to many more opportunities. But we're going to be doing it. You go to tgrlegacy.com for more information on how to join us. But Greg, thank you so much. And if you're going to hang in for a few more minutes, we're going to do another interview for the Play Big Movement group. So
absolutely. And before we go off there, she kind of underscored this. tgrlegacy.com. Trust me, this is going to be pretty cool. Imagine looking behind the curtain of the Wizard of Oz. That's what we're going to be doing. Look, Sharon and I have been very blessed. You know, we get to go to the archives of the Napoleon Hill Foundation. Basically, it's a storage shed with all the Napoleon Hill stuff. And it's like a mountain of stuff. We get to climb over and find vintage videos and, you know, manuscripts. We're going to talk about what's coming out next from the foundation, but also some of the things Hill worked on that wasn't released and some of the thoughts behind his biggest movements that were not mainstream media worthy. So this is going to be something that most people never ever have access. So come join us and check it out.
It's going to be so much fun. And for all of you, please share this out because Greg is just, he's a jet engine just taking off. He's been such an impact to so many people, but it's only just begun. So I can't wait to see your continued success, Greg. Thanks so much for being with us today. And thank you all for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. And tune in for the private Facebook group. Thank you. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.